With sun on the Aspidistra, with news on the Motorola, I picked up my red kimono from the chair. With breakfast a little nearer, I gazed in the bureau mirror, anxious as to who I'd see there. It could have been Oprah, could have been Elvis, could have been Ava Gabor, could have been Kerouac, could have been Balzac, or Mr. Kashudak next door. It could have been Billy, my cousin in Philly, or Waylon, or Willie, or Robert E. Lee, the Mona Lisa, or Mother Teresa, but it happened to be me. I went down to feed the budgie and plug in the Mr. Coffee and fumble inconsequently with my hair. While peeling an avocado, I peeked out the kitchen window, anxious as to what I'd see there. It could have been Cleveland, it could have been Sweden, it could have been Mercury or Spain. Could have been Burnaby, British Columbia, could have been Muncie or Maine. The Mall of America or Buenaventura or Montevideo Boulevard. Could have been Omaha, could have been Panama, but it looked like our yard. We're standing among the clover, my darling along with Rover, was watching the sun go over like a blur. With wonder and admiration, I gaze at the situation, perplexed at how lucky we were. We could have been isotopes, we could have been cantaloupes, we could have been haverecks or dice. We could have been semaphores, we could have been dinosaurs, we could have been cough drops or lice. We could have been road maps, a bucket of mousetraps, a couple of big shoes on a bus. We could have been dipsticks or lavender lipsticks, but we happened to be us. That night I had nightmares, my life was remade, and the universe all rearranged. In the morning I gingerly opened my eyes, afraid that the world may have changed. I rose from my hibernation to check out the situation, and soon my exhilaration filled the air. With sun on the Aspidistra, with news on the Motorola, I picked up my red kimono from the chair.